Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Jane in Maryland listens to The Money Pit on WJFK Free FM, and you're thinking about tiling a countertop. What a great project.
Yeah, we're renovating a bathroom, and it's an odd-shaped cabinet, and we wanted to put a tile countertop on because we found that the other types of countertops would be prohibitive based on the size and the cost. But our question is, we're not really sure which tile to go with. There's the smaller glazed tiles and the larger porous tiles, and we weren't quite sure what would be best for a bathroom countertop.
Oh, I think that's a matter of what you like. Let's talk about the first steps to building a countertop that you can actually tile. Since it's going to be around a lot of water, I'm assuming, is there a sink involved over here, or is it just a strict counter?
Nope, there's a sink.
There's a sink. All right, so you're dealing with moisture. So you want to make sure that you use the proper base, which I would use like a cement backer board. How about you, Tom?
Yeah, I would use a cement backer board or an MDF that was water resistant, medium density fiber board.
Mm-hmm. Make sure, though, if you go with the MDF, you get the one that's moisture resistant. Because
right.
Even though it's going to be covered with tile, there's a lot of humidity in the bathroom, and that can tend to cause problems with the MDF.
So or what about a marine plywood? I mean, that would work as well.
That works as well, too. I just like the cement backer board because it's sturdy, it's stiff, it tends to be in a good size depth-wise, the size that the planks come in, because I think they're like 2.5 or 3 feet by 3 feet. You know, they're an interesting size when you buy them at the store. So they
make
it.
Yeah, but do you still think it's going to be strong enough as a countertop if you have a lot of weight in the middle?
Well, maybe then
like, can it break? You know, well, like, what? Let's say, what if you see in my house? What if your kid climbs on top of that to, like, you know, reach
factor.
Up for something on the counter? I've gone into houses in all the years I spent as a home inspector and seen cleaning people standing in sinks in bathrooms to try to reach stuff. You know, so I always wonder about the strength of the countertops. That's why just using backer board
all right,
concern
let's
me
say
a little bit.
Plywood and then backer board.
All right. I'll go for that.
How about that, Jane?
Okay.
Plywood, then backer board. Now, for the tile choice, it's really up to you. I mean, small tiles in a mosaic style, picking whatever colors you'd like to choose, that's really trendy right now. And it looks good, and it lasts nice, and you can get a really good variety of choices. But there's also travertine, and there's slate, and you can, I mean, it's really your preference.
Well, our concern was, my husband's theory on it was that in a bathroom, you're placing lots of containers on the countertop, and he was afraid that all the grout lines, if they're not exactly at the height of the tile, would cause those bottles to be unstable.
Oh, no way.
Oh, I don't think so.
Nice try, pal. I wouldn't go for that at all. You know, if you're going to come up with a story to try to convince your wife that your way is the right way, you're going to have to do a lot better than that.
And number one, the width of a grout line is an eighth of an inch.
I never heard of anything falling over because the grout line was too thick.
That is hysterical. Janie, remember when you're picking out your tile, make sure if it's a porous tile that you seal it properly so you don't have to worry about going back there and trying to clean it to get a stain out of it. I would say go for a grout that has some sort of, is there a grout with the mildewside they could get in there?
Yes, actually, Laticrete has microban built into it. Laticrete is a grout manufacturer that has microban, which is an antimicrobial additive.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.